Hi, neighbors. Welcome to season 4 of The Stoners Next Door, coming to you live from Cell Block C with inmate Aaron and inmate Maul. Remember to kickstart your weekend here every Friday with a curated critique of some of the craziest posts by your next door neighbors from around the country.
This is Aaron.
And I'm Maul.
Oh my God, welcome back.
Yes.
To the Stoners Next Door. This is absolutely crazy. I feel like I haven't seen you in months.
It has been kind of months.
It really has been. Yeah, when did we stop? It was November.
I had COVID. It was the early December because I went down hard on Christmas Eve.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a drag. Well, speaking of Christmas Eve, we're going to jump right back into it with a flashback to this last holiday.
Everyone's so stoned, they won't know that we...
No, they won't even know we were off the air exactly. For 4 months. Who cares? Baby Jesus statue was stolen from outside manger. I have reported this information to the police.
911, what's your emergency?
And that was from Spyglass Hill, Hopewell Junction, New York. Now, I'm not exactly sure where that is, but that sounds like...
Spyglass Hill.
Is that upstate New York?
I'm going to have to say definitely a ways away from Manhattan. Spyglass. I mean, that you get the context. I mean, I can see them.
Is that what it means? How far away it is from New York?
No.
City?
No. But just think about Spyglass Hill. Obviously, there's a hill where... somebody in the American Revolution spent a lot of time with a spyglass.
Well, all right. I guess that makes sense. And someone said, "That's terrible. Baby Jesus is missing." And then John says, "But it was God's will."
And then John.
Chris, he says, "Just give him 3 days and see what happens."
I can't believe it took that long for that one. Right. That's good.
And Roger says, "I saw your baby Jesus and another statue running into the woods near the Safeway. Is he microchipped?"
Well, you took a jump back. I'm going to take a slight jump forward since we're on the cusp. We're in spring, but with spring, you know, comes summer. If you know,
God knows I've been sneezing like crazy,
right? Allergies. Oh. All right. This is from Madison area off I-80 and it reads, "Hi neighbors. I'm John. Just want to remind y'all to stay hydrated in the summer heat. Also, it's neighborly to be helpful to neighbors, especially the ones next door. You don't have to like or dislike or even know those who reside around us, but a polite smile, a wave, or even just a nod of acknowledgement is kind and neighborly, enough to raise the community vibration. So drink plenty of water."
It's like we say...
Thanks, Opie.
But it's like we say, be nice to the stoners next door.
That's true. That's
right. Give them some water because they probably are not drinking enough.
They definitely need it.
They're forgetting to drink their water.
The humidity from your bong does not count as water, just for the record.
Yeah. You're probably feeling a little parched right now. You might want to reach for that water bottle.
Now I am. You're making me thirsty.
Oh, God. Okay. From the complaints against grocers section.
Ooh.
Beware of the management at this Walmart. My pickup order was supposed to be ready at 5. After I got there to pick it up, they told me my pickup was going to be delayed. Well, I sat there for 5 hours waiting for them to get me my order. And without either bothering to call us or come out and tell us, they just stopped packing orders. I got home at 10 p.m. with no groceries. And management and corporate didn't even care. So that's the rant.
Yeah.
And then Julie says, "After 1 hour, they figured you were drunk or crazy. And by 3 hours, they thought you must have died. No one working for Walmart gets paid enough to care."
For sure.
And Melinda says, "Tell me you're lazy without telling me you're lazy."
Such a good challenge.
Mercedes, she says, "I keep tapping to turn off the notifications on my phone. 5 hours just tap, 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 tapping away. And I still get the damn notifications."
That's good. Mercedes.
Megan says, "I wondered when something from my feed would actually show up on here. This was ridiculous." And then someone says, $10, she was at the wrong Walmart. And Holly said, Betty, the manager in corporate, tried real hard not to laugh when she got to the 5 hours part of the saga.
Right.
That, totally. And he says, isn't that Walmart's new slogan? Everyone who works here has given up all hope for humanity and can no longer bring ourselves to care. Along with all the people who just said, I can't believe those people sat there for 5 hours. Lazy ass complainer. If they had really wanted their Flamin' Hots and Dr. Pepper, they would have stuck it out overnight and been there at 7 a.m. Oh, going home God. At 10 p.m. You loser.
That's right. Oh, my God. Oh, my word. All right. Well, here's another, actually, just randomly, it's another kind of complaint about food. So it's entitled Pecans to Darlene. Darlene, I will not need the pecans I ordered from you. I'm going to get them from Wilsonville. They were $3 cheaper than yours, and they have pieces and halves. I know you can sell them to someone else. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Like, really? And it's like, this isn't an email. I'm not reading someone's personal email. Someone post this on Nextdoor.
You got me.
Thanks a lot for your overpriced pecans.
Right, exactly. And then Justin says, Dear Darlene, I am stiffing you and letting our neighbors know. It's just ridiculous.
$3 a pound.
$3. And they had halves. And
you know how tiny those damn things are?
Yes.
They're tiny. Picking those things would be a bitch.
I know, for sure. Oh, my stars. God. All right. You take a sip of that Sazerac, and I'm going to read a missed connection. Okay.
Right.
This comes from a battleground rest stop. And it is... Saw you in the bathroom while I was waiting and thought you were the hottest dude I'd ever seen. Then you got in the passenger seat of a FedEx truck and left.
Aww.
So was he no longer hot? That's what I need to know, just because he gets in a FedEx truck. And then she says, or he says, would love to see you again. Hit me up if it was you.
Guys in uniform.
That's right. Any kind. Although I don't know if that one was in uniform because he was apparently just a passenger.
Well, he could have been helping out.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here's one from the groups section. Check out my new group, 420 Moms. Everyone who's interested is welcome to join. And here's the link. Jessica says, looking at my area chapter right now. And Laura says, Poodle Guy definitely needs to join. He's interested in moms, and as long as they're single and in their late 30s or 40s.
Well, and hide, is it 420? Isn't
yes.
It? She's,
yes. Is okay. That? She's confused.
Wait, does she think
420 moms?
Does she think that he's looking for 420 year olds?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. And Aaron says, is this a group for moms who are 20?
Exactly. There it is.
Amber says, I had to leave. It was boring compared to the meth moms group.
Perfect.
And Lori said, my 420 moms group always ran late or got lost or OD'd on Doritos. We only have time now for two more, so I'm going to give you these two as a cold read.
Oh, all right. Two cold reads. Okay, you ready? I'm going. Oh, my. Okay. Caught a peeping Tom looking into our backyard. Not sure if it was our neighbor or not. Either way, creepy and weird. He was wearing a black hoodie. Lock your doors and keep your valuables safe, everyone. Okay. And then Lori writes, protect the family jewels. That was good. And then... Myra says, Peeping Tom is so sexist. Mm-hmm. All genders like to watch. Mm-hmm. Good point.
What about
Tyler?
What do they call? No, wait. Got to think about that for just a minute. What if it was a he or a she or a we or a they who was watching?
Right.
It could be.
Yeah.
You're being terrible.
Yeah.
You're calling him Tom instead of peeping they.
Tyler actually answers it. Says, joke's on them. My name isn't Tom.
His name is Robert Paulson.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron. That was funny. Aaron.
Got a little lost in the weed there.
We were just a little. This is our first one, by the way. All right.
It's okay.
Okay. Cold read. Oh, yeah.
No one cares.
I like this one. Porn in the USPS mail. Has anyone received porn in their sealed mail?
Yes.
I received multiple on two occasions. This is a federal offense and very strange.
Yes.
Hashtag USPS. This is good.
USPS.
Aaron replies.
Oh, it wasn't me.
It wasn't you, but Aaron says, no, put, please forward this to my house. After having six kids, my husband needs these. That's hilarious.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's coming in. It's like, it looks like it's coming in their credit. Who opens their credit card bills? That's what I want to know. Right. I just pay online. Who even gets a credit card bill? That's your first mistake.
Oh God.
Jeepers. All right.
Well, that's it for this week's edition of The Stoners Next Door. We'll see you next week.
And remember, no matter who you are or where you live, always be nice to the stoners next door because, well, you never know who they are.
The Stoners Next Door is a production of Aaron Douglas Enterprises, LLC.